It is Thursday morning. That means we get caught up with the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. I'm praying Jenny Vaughn is listening on line one. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fantastic. Right. How are you?
Well, did you like that stealthy intro? Did you like that?
That was pretty cool.
For people not sitting in the studio and our webcam is down this morning, it's a one-man show, so I had to juggle some balls in the air, and I went blind. I had blind faith hoping that would be Jenny Vaughn on the phone, and it is, so that makes me happy. First off, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Did you have a relaxing time?
We really did. We had a really, really good time. We did.
Good. Well, that makes it fun as well. And obviously, since there's no Ivy Tech this week, you've just got your feet up and are sitting back, relaxing.
Right.
And
right.
Nothing. That's right. Nothing to do. The construction probably not helping out this week too much.
Yeah.
But that kind of comes with the territory this time of year. But classes start Monday. Tell us all about semester number two.
Yes, we do. We do start on Monday. This week, actually, many people who have been on vacation returned, and then, of course, all of our faculty who were on break from the fall semester returned. And it's great because we all, the first Monday that everybody gets back after the holidays, we have a big campus meeting, and we've called it the Village Meeting for years and years when Chancellor Emeritus John Weikart was in command. And so I've continued that, and it's really great. We just get caught up with some things and get to see each other and wish each other well for the semester. And yes, our classes start on Monday, and students still have time to come in, sign up. We've got lots of people available to help. Anybody out there can call us. If you haven't applied, that's okay. We can help you through all that. We've got staff on hand to help with financial aid and to help advise and get people into the right classes. So come on over to campus.
Excellent. And when you're there as well, they'll tell you all about their student life program, and you've got a busy first week for anybody participating in that.
Yes, we do. We have a great student life program.
And tell me what that's about. Is that some kind of special club I have to join, or is it just part of being
a
student on campus?
It's just part of being a student. These are activities and things to get people, our students, connected to the campus and to faculty and to staff and to resources that are available to them. And so it's a whole week long activities for students. It's for student life. So we've got different things going on. So the very first thing in the morning that we usually always do the first day of a semester is serve them some food.
I was going to say, bribe them with fruit. That gets, the way to their mind is through their stomach.
That's right. If we feed them, they will come. So we feed them and we help them set some goals, you know, for the semester and all of that. And we have all of that available at all of our locations, not just the main campus on Daniels Way, but at the Waldron. We have some of our art classes going on there and Liberty, of course, our Liberty Drive campus and places like that. And then throughout the week, they have all kinds of different activities. We are even doing board games in the Hoosier Times Student Commons so that faculty and staff are going to join students, kind of get to know them, let students meet other students. We're even having for the first time, and I'm so excited about this, it's a student village meeting, so I talked about it.
Yeah, I saw that. It's kind of the same thing, but for the students, so they can give the feedback to the staff about what's going on
and
what they'd like to see or change. Great.
Exactly. It's pretty cool, and it'll be some of us will be there to talk to them, and I'm super excited about this new idea. I've got to give a shout out to Amanda Fronick. She's our Director of Student Life and Support, and this is her idea to do that, and I'm just super excited about that. So then I think you might have seen the list, too. There's some other things like we have Zumba, which is
free. Yeah. I'm not even
cool.
Sure what that is. That sounds dangerous.
I know it does, right? It sounds so exotic.
And almost
cool.
As dangerous as that is roller skating.
And then roller skating. So both of those things are happening next week for our students. And get them out, get them excited, get them to meet some new students or new people and things like that. And we also have another event that's a tradition during the first week of classes. Is a student resource fair, which is always really good. It's lots of businesses and community resources for students to get to know. So we have that on Wednesday. So
is that kind of for folks
about the first week?
Is that kind of for folks that aren't sure on their path and might get some ideas? Is that that's a good idea because again,
yeah, exactly.
Help
guide
them.
Maybe they might need help on how to get to class. You know, maybe they need rural transit or they need the bus system information and things like that. So it's a really great event.
Now, this is a silly question, but I have to ask it since you are the Chancellor of Ivy Tech, Jenny Vaughn, joining us on a Thursday morning. Classes start Monday. There's no way I can sign up now, is there?
Oh, you can sign up. Absolutely. We're going to allow students to sign up all of next week as well. If you come in next week, we may be able to put you in a class that starts in about 2 weeks. So we have 12-week classes. We also have 8-week classes that start later in the semester in March. But if a class is not met, we can get them in. So if they come in on Monday and a class starts on Wednesday, we can still get them enrolled. So,
one of the things that has always impressed me about Ivy Tech is they almost, because there's never a perfect, almost eliminate every hurdle.
Exactly.
For people to have an excuse or a reason not to. And I think that's a brilliant idea as well. If you can just eliminate those barriers and get people in there, it's almost like jumping in the pool the first time. You're going to get wet. The water's a little cold. But once you get in there, it's all right, isn't it?
It's pretty good. Yeah, come on out. And we have people that will help you get into classes and get you started on your path.
And coming up, the O'Bannon Institute is one of the, if not the highlight of the year, one of the very top highlights. It's the big fundraiser, and you have a very eclectic guest coming in this year. And was your husband involved with this?
Well, the joke is that, okay, so the speaker is going to be Sir Bob Geldof. Super excited about that.
Wow.
It's in the HT today, this morning. It's been announced. It's April 30th. It's a Thursday. It'll be at the convention center. And Geldof, many people may not know him, but, you know, if you were around in the 80s,
remember. Live Aid, Band-Aid, all of that, absolutely.
All
of the
that.
Videos, everything that went on. And
exactly.
Yeah, and he's had a very interesting life with his humanitarian work, and the musical work is great, obviously, but he's done some really good things as well, very well-rounded.
He really has. And he was knighted for the work that he did with the famine in Ethiopia. So he's Sir Bob Geldof. Well, what I'm thinking of is it's perfect because Neville can translate for us when Bob is up on stage.
Are you closed captioning for the Irish impaired?
Exactly, right? You got the Northern Irish, you got the Southern Irish.
Oh, my goodness. Bob, can you spit out your gum? We can't understand what you're saying.
And Neville can be up there and say what he meant to say was.
Oh, that's funny. What a great get. So that's exciting. Now, tell us when the O'Bannon Institute is and how we can get involved.
Okay, great. It's Thursday, April 30th. That's the day, the evening for our fundraiser. Tickets are $100. You can go to obannon.ivytech.edu. So just put O'Bannon and then .ivytech.edu. And you'll be able to get your tickets. They're $100 per person. You can help sponsor if you'd like, and we got lots of details there to help you on the website. Or you can call Tina in my office at 330-6001.
And the reason we talk about that this morning is because the O'Bannon Institute sells out every single year. This is something you don't want to wait till the last minute. If anything, go early, and you'll find somebody if you can't make it on the 30th that will want to take your spot. So that's great news. And again, talk about some of the other people that have spoke at the O'Bannon Institute. If we have some new listeners, I want to say that was Colin Powell, Tom Brokaw. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, exactly. Laura Bush.
That's right. That's the first.
Doris Kearns Goodwin. I mean, we've just had
heavy hitters.
Amazing.
And that's a fantastic, fantastic night. Again, April 30th, and obannon.ivytech.edu for all your details there. And you've got another big business of the arts workshops coming up. Tell me about all that.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. The Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, they joined with the Waldron and the Indiana Arts Commission last year to have some workshops for artists, and it's called the Business of Arts. And they're going to do it again this year, and it was really well received last year and sold out last year. We didn't have enough seats in the classrooms for the workshops. So we are letting you know early. We don't exactly have our date set, and we're working on all of the different things. The workshops that we're going to have, but we've conducted workshops on how to sell and market your art online and social media, insurance for artists, all of those different kinds of topics. If you're anyone out there that might be interested, go ahead and give Megan Turner a call at the Cook Center at 330-6261, and we can get you on a list, and we can make sure that you get the information when it's available. So we're excited about that. And it's just a great, great program, great workshop for artists in our community.
And then we'll tie that in with the second Friday coming up.
That's right.
This Friday, because of the holiday having the first Friday, obviously. So that's going to be around at the Waldron coming up on the 9th.
That's right.
Which
so
is tomorrow.
That's right. And at the Waldron, it's from 5 to 8. It looks like it might be a little chilly out there, but inside the Waldron, you're going to feel all warm and cozy with all the visual arts competition and exhibits from emerging artists for 2015.
Cool.
And super excited about that, so come on out to the Waldron tomorrow night.
Excellent, Jenny. Well, you're busy. We're not going to talk about construction today. We know it's too. You can't.
Cool.
Don't put your tongue on the flagpole. Everybody.
Hey,
knows.
Can I make do a quick shout out?
Yeah,
to
please,
somebody?
Please, please, please.
All right. I want to shout out to my young nephew Andrew Young. He's off to Washington D.C. He's moving there today, and he's going to work for Senator Donnelly as an intern. So I just want to wish him
and
best of luck in D.C.
Excellent, and Mr. Young. Best of luck. That is fun. That's a whole different pace of life out there in the inside the Beltway. So we hope he comes home with his eyeballs and he gets some sleep at some point.
Right. Great. Thank you.
Chancellor Vaughn, we always appreciate the time. Good information. Good laughs. That's what I like to hear on a Thursday morning. Now, can you give me Keith back? Where did he go?
I don't know.
He retires and he disappears on me.
And he just goes to Florida. No, I don't know.
Keith on the beach. All right. Well,
no, that was a visual I don't want.
Hey, I was just there, so I don't blame him for wanting to go either, if that's where he is at. So we'll get caught up with you guys next week. And
awesome.
Again, best of luck to get the doors open Monday. And remember, if you're a last-minute person, Ivy Tech can help you. What's the number one more time they can call?
They can call 332-1559.
Chancellor Jenny Vaughn joins us every Thursday morning. We always have a good time with her and appreciate her time. We know how busy it is, and we joke about, Ivy Tech's not in this week. You're just sitting around doing that. No, they're getting ready. We know that, and we have some fun with it.